Time once again for the A Moment of Science mailbag. Dear A Moment of Science, does a bigger butt mean a better strut? Hey, this is your handwriting, Yael.
Okay, Don, I admit it. I wrote that one.
Does a bigger butt mean a better strut? What is this, some kind of dirty joke?
Not at all. The muscle that makes up your rear end is called the gluteus maximus. Humans have big ones. Humans also walk on two legs instead of four, right?
Well, I guess that's true.
Now, the gluteus maximus in apes is much smaller than in humans and ends at the hip bone. Apes can stand for a little while, but they soon get tired and go back on all fours. A small gluteus does fine at positioning the hip bone for tree climbing, but not for walking. Human glutes, though, extend farther up the back to a bone called the ilium. That extra muscle is necessary if you're going to catch yourself from falling to either side when walking.
No kidding.
Nope. So, we can assume that our common predecessor on the evolutionary tree didn't just stand up one day and start to walk. It wouldn't have been possible with a small gluteus. There has to have been other reasons for trying out the upright posture, such as, say, getting food out of trees. Gradually, the gluteus evolved into a larger and larger muscle until actual walking became possible.
So, a bigger butt does mean a better strut.
Well said.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That web address again, amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.